howdy, folks. Thanks for tuning in. I'm the Colonel, Mark Doherty, and you've stumbled upon this week's edition of Nothing But The Blues. Nothing But The Blues comes from the studios of 4ZZFM in Brisbane. You can hear the program all over Australia on community radio. Thanks to the Community Radio Network, you can listen to the program and previous editions whenever you want to as audio on demand from the 4ZZ website. You can simply do a web search for 4ZZZ Nothing But The Blues. That'll find us. Well, it's been an exciting week because I've got some new releases to share with you. And first up is a brand new release from over on the other side of Australia, on the West Coast, from Perth slide guitarist Dave Hull. The Dave Hull story is well known, but for those of you who missed out on the story, I will recount it for you a little bit later on. But first of all, a little instrumental from Dave Hull from his, I think this might be his 13th album. He largely engineered and produced this one himself. The album's called Going Back Down, and there's lots of Dave's typical slide guitar, but he's ventured into some new areas as well. So overall, a very interesting album. Here's one that he borrowed from one of his heroes, slide guitarist Elmore James. It's actually an instrumental that Elmore recorded back in the 50s that doesn't feature his trademark slide guitar. The tune is called Bobby's Rock, and that'll get us off to a rockin' start. That's a nice start to this week's Nothing But The Blues. That's Mr. Dave Hull with his version of Elmore James' Bobby's Rock, and that appears on his new album, Going Back Down. And the briefly, the Dave Hole story is that back in 1990, Dave was a well-respected local musician doing local gigs around Perth when he decided to record a CD. The CD was called Short Fuse Blues, and he thought he had a pretty good product. So on a whim, he sent a copy to Guitar Player magazine in the USA. And the editor of Guitar Player magazine, Jas Obrecht, just went nuts for it. And he immediately phoned up Bruce Iglauer from Alligator Records and basically said, "Hey, you got to hear this guy, this Aussie from down under." And so before you could say hot goanna, Dave Hole was an international celebrity. And he was eventually signed to Alligator Records, and he was the first, and I believe the only, non-US artist signed to the prestigious Chicago Blues label. And the next thing you know, Dave Hole is trotting all over the world, USA and Europe and all other places, playing festivals, and occasionally coming back to Australia and playing some gigs for the locals. So Dave has had a very good run indeed and put out a great series of, I think at last count, 13 albums. I certainly counted 10 on my shelf. I'm going to take you back to 1990 and play you a track from Dave's debut CD, Short Fuse Blues. This is track one, and it really sets the pulses racing, and you can understand why people were excited by his sound. Dave actually plays slide guitar in a somewhat unusual way. The story is briefly that Dave had a football accident with a broken finger, and he could no longer play slide guitar in the usual way with the fretting hand coming up from underneath the fretboard of the guitar. So he stuck the slide onto his left forefinger and draped his hand over the top of the neck. And I guess standing up, he's playing more like a lap slide guitarist would play. Anyway, many of you know the story, but that's just for the benefit of those who came in late. So here we go, back to 1990 and Dave Hole from his album Short Fuse Blues. 28 years between those two recordings for Dave Hole. The first one from 1990 and the one you've just been listening to, Measure of a Man, comes from his new CD, Going Back Down. And Dave Hole will be at Blues on Broadbeach. He'll be doing other gigs up and down the East Coast, but that's the one where I'll be seeing him. That's towards the end of May. So check out the CD, catch Dave at one of his gigs or at Blues on Broadbeach. Now, you're listening to Nothing But the Blues with me, the Colonel, and I've got another new release, and this one's a bit closer to home. This is from the Porter brothers. Mark and Red Porter live on Lake Macdonald in Queensland. Now, I had to look up where Lake Macdonald is. Lake Macdonald is a reservoir inland from Noosa Heads on the Sunshine Coast of Queensland. Now, Mark and Red have pulled in a favour from legendary Aussie guitarist Tim Gaze and local legend harmonica player Doc Spann to join them in the studio for this recording. And I've picked out one of those songs that many people cover, but very few do this badly. It just seems to be one of those classic blues songs that always seems to go well, and it's Big Joe Williams' tune, Baby, Please Don't Go. And there's a bit of classic Tim Gaze fretwork on this one.
So, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to have a little bit of fun, okay? So, I'm going to sing a line, and then you guys are going to sing it back to me. So I'll sing it, and then you guys sing it back. Can you do that? Can you do that? A one, a two, a you know what to do. I said, slow down, mama. Hotel. Well, I don't know if they could hear us out in the beer garden out there yet. So let's see if we can make the tin on the top of this shed rattle. A one, a two, a one, two, three. I said slow down, mama. The blues is all right, I said, hey. The blues is all right, I said, hey. The blues is all right, I said, hey. Nico and Snooks are all right, I said, hey, hey. Nico and Snooks, ladies and gentlemen, make them feel good, huh? World class right here at the Wheat Sheaf Hotel. I said, you big fat mama. I said, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
I said, hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's Fat Albert.
Yeah.
Great singing out there, guys. Gee, it's nice to be here with you.
Obviously recorded live. That's a brand new recording for Adelaide trio Lazy Eye, featuring Evan Wetter on Hammond organ and vocals, Erica Graff on guitar, and the mean shuffle machine Mario Marino on the drums. Now, during that track, Evan did mention guests Nico and Snooks, and you will be hearing from them on another track a little bit later in the program. You are, of course, listening to Nothing But the Blues with me, the Colonel. The show comes out on 4ZZZ in Brisbane, goes out all around Australia thanks to the Community Radio Network, and of course you can listen online anytime from the 4ZZZ website. And now, moving along to another recent release, not brand new, but pretty recent, and it's from our favourite traditional blues trio, Collard Greens and Gravy, an outfit which has recently risen from the ashes. Their album doesn't contain any original material. It's all covers of mostly songs from the 1950s. The album's called Lou Della, and this is a Slim Harpo tune that is quite often covered by others, but nobody can do it quite like Mr. Ian Collard on vocals, harmonica, and his buddies. Let's have a listen.
Two, three, four.
I won't tell you about a dance, and it's all around. Everybody tune in, from the grown-ups down. And don't move your hand, and don't move your head, and don't move your lips. You just shake your hips, and do the hip shake thing. And do the hip shake thing. You do the hip shake thing.
shake thing. Do the hip shake thing. Do the hip shake thing. Shake your hip, baby. I really dance with.
gonna be charging, baby, you know. All your chicken feet, oh, do-da-da, do-da-da. Oh, baby, don't you hear me calling you? Yeah, you know I tried so hard. Baby, try to get along with you.
That's the title track, Ludella, from the new album by Collard Greens and Gravy out of Melbourne. Now, the original version of that song was recorded by Jimmy Rogers and Little Walter in Chicago, not very long after I was born. So that's a very nice version by the lads from Melbourne. We're going to move back to Adelaide for the next track on this week's Nothing But the Blues. It's from the new album Black Hill by Adelaide trio Lazy Eye, featuring the vocals and Hammond organ of Evan Wetter. And on this one, they've got some guests, fellow Adelaide musicians Nick Kupridis on slide guitar and Snooks Levee on harmonica. Let's have a listen.
Down slow, yeah. Won't you let me down easy, baby? Ooh, let me down slow. Just give me some of that home cooking one time before I go. Won't you let me down easy, baby? Yes. Won't you let me down Nike? We'll be right back. Snooks and V, ladies and gentlemen. Erica, come on, play the blues now. Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. This is Snooks LaVie.
That's Adelaide outfit Lazy Eye, with help from a couple of friends, on their new, obviously live CD, Black Hill. All right, time's running out on this week's edition of Nothing But the Blues. Let's return to the brand new CD by West Australian slide guitarist Dave Hole. The album is Going Back Down, and I'm pretty sure this is one of the pieces that Dave did in the studio, playing everything himself.
We'll be right back.
I've got time for a few more tracks, but I think I might sign off now and let the music do all the talking. So thanks for listening to this week's Nothing But The Blues. New releases by Dave Hall, Lazy Eye, and the Porter Brothers. There's always good stuff, so come back again same time, either live in Brisbane from Radio 4ZZZ or on your local community radio station somewhere around the country, thanks to the Community Radio Network, or just jump on the old interweb and you can find us as audio on demand from the 4ZZZ website. I was jumping ahead of myself. Just do a search for 4ZZZ, Nothing But The Blues. That's my tip for the week. All right, thanks again for listening. I'm going to leave you with another track from the new Dave Hall CD. This one is called Too Little, Too Late. We'll be right back.
Thank you.